Hi, welcome to the Spark It Up podcast. Here with another episode of this rampage, i.e., maybe just a spark of inspiration that hopefully will inspire you as it is inspiring me right now on my drive to the coffee shop. One of the things that I have been learning again and again most recently, and have been open to it now. It's so funny because I realize that I have been so close off to it. Is this concept and this reality of everyone's here to help each other out. Like, we're all here to help each other out. And this sense of community, you know? I feel like everything that, of course, trauma is the pandemic. The pandemic is trauma. Same this thing, that, and the other. What I'm grappling with I've been calling these past 3 years my flop era, because I couldn't find this sense of authenticity that's true to my essence. And I have been really trying really hard. I tried on a lot of things, and I'm not saying as if it's something to be shameful for. If anything, I'm very grateful for this flop era that I had, because it gave me the time to nurture myself in ways and remother myself in ways that I didn't know that I needed, so that I can offer more flow, offer more truth, offer more wisdom, you know? But coming back to this community, and we're all here to help each other out. You know, us as a humanity, and with everything going on, this uproar in social media and the propaganda and all the things that's going on in the world, there is no such thing as privacy, really. And we are seeing, as what I always say to my clients when they're dealing with something, it's just coming to the surface to be looked at. And so what's coming to the surface to be looked at is this whole how we wound up being more consumers than citizens of humanity. This material, colonized world that we live in. Everyone's trying to sell something, be someone, show up something. And I get it. You can also be a stand for something, but there's this inauthenticity from our essence. Not inauthenticity as the personality, ego, because that is what we have to deal with as humans. We all have egos. We all have this identity, persona, you know, this image that we get to create every single day. And that's another topic. But what I'm pointing to is forgetting that we're so wrapped up in consuming that we forget how to be citizens. We forget to lend a hand to thy neighbor, you know, and to treat thy neighbor as yourself. And because we somehow wound it up so isolated, thus gave us a lot of chaos. Any isolation causes more chaos. And so one of the things that I have been, has been my mantra, is that we always go as far as we are safe enough, supported enough, ready and willing enough, or in pain enough. So this whole in pain enough, you know, for myself personally, I just went through this mental health crisis with myself and my own trauma, right? And thank God for breath work and resetting our nervous systems and all of that deep innate wisdom, that connection. I'm able to really see this on a global scale, this healing on a global scale. And why do I bring this up? Why can this be so inspiring for you to move? It's that maybe we can take a look at ourselves to see where we stop ourselves from connecting, truly connecting with others, right? And connecting with others doesn't necessarily mean that we need to prove something of ourselves in order to be worthy enough to be with others, and or vice versa, you know, waiting for others, waiting for someone to show up at your door to be your perfect best friend and your perfect ideal circle of friends. You can't just do that. You have to go out there and be willing to connect, be willing to listen to the other side, be open enough to take their heart in and really nurture it. Trust yourself to nurture it as much as you trust yourself to nurture you. And that's where I feel like the predicament is. That's where I feel like the problem is that all of us forgotten how to not. All of us have forgotten to really take good care of ourselves. And we fall into the wayside of convenience. I'm really starting to think that convenience is like could lead to death. You know, all of this technology, all of this convenience stuff, it could really hinder us more than it helps us. But if we switch it on to helping others, that's and being of service to others, that's way, way more appetizing lately for me. Anyway, coming back to community, I've been reading this book called The Seven Circles, Indigenous Ways of Living Well, gifted by my client. Thank you if you're listening. And these seven circles are like seven pillars of your life. It's movement, land, ceremony, sacred space, sleep, food. What else am I missing? Community, duh. And all of these chapters that I go into, it's like acknowledging that you have energy, that you are responsible for your energy. And if we continue to keep being at the default of fear, of doubt, of insecurity, and of course, we have to give ourselves compassion for that. There's no shame in this conversation. You know, it's the shame that has us buckle down and just stay so feeling small. And can we just allow ourselves to be free of that and to stand up in love, move our bodies through prayer or praying through movement, healing and nurturing ourselves through movement, whether that be moving your physical body or actually moving to spaces where there's people who need our energy. I feel like the past year or two, I have been outgrowing circles, outgrowing people. When I mean outgrowing people, I shielded myself from a lot of people. And I thought, where is that Jacqueline that believed that everyone is good? And that, you know, why did I start shielding myself and preserving myself as if somebody can harm me? I started to become a prey and thinking everyone around me was a predator. It got really bad, y'all. And thankfully, I'm a lot better now. I'm just so unrecognizable towards that smaller self, that smaller way of living. Anyway, coming back to community. When we have been hurt and felt pain, it's because we aren't willing to face the truth, and we rather blame others for the things that we weren't being responsible for. You can take that with a grain of salt. You can leave it doesn't matter, but that's my truth, and I need to get that out of my chest. You can come up with all of the excuses that you're not working out, you're not moving your body, you're not taking care of yourself, you're not eating healthily. All of the excuses to why you're not going out to connect with others, to make new friends, or to come together with your old friends. It's all in this sense of forgiveness and disregarding any shame. The shame comes up. Sorry, I didn't mean to say disregard the shame, because if shame is there, shame is there. And you can still nurture yourself through that. There's nothing to shame about being shameful. It's a very common human experience. And are you going to let yourself wallow in it? Are you going to let yourself waste more time wallowing in that shame, that guilt? Or are you going to be in pain enough, ready and willing enough for the change? Yeah. I know one of the things that I am here for is this whole mastering transformation. And this by far has been the slowest, most nerve-wracking, literally nervous system wrecking transformation that I have been in. And it's the most rewarding and fulfilling by far. Another thing that I have been noticing is that we are living non-linearly. There has been a shift in the world, in humanity. No longer are the linear ways of living will work. The linear, here's all the plans, here's all the goals I'm going to get to, here's a plan for it, I'm going to do it, discipline, I'm going to do it, you know, hustle, 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 and forget my sleep and forget to eat, and we're not doing that. Same thing, if I try to use that and tackle that as far as my training regimen goes and my nutrition and just strong arm my old self, that's not going to work either. This old forceful thing does not work. And of course right now I'm having an epiphany about how force and power, like the forceful power. That reminds me of the domestic violence abuse circle of power. It's like this chart that people who are victims are shown so that they can see that they're being abused. And that's what really happened to me. And that's what I have been working myself out of. Deconditioning myself out of all the ways that was forced upon me and I forced upon myself to get things done. And that is not the way that we live anymore. That is not how this new earth is anymore. Now, nothing wrong, nothing bad, nothing to shame about. It's just changing. There's a shift. We don't need to know the reason why. We don't need to get into any and all of that. What is here is the opportunity to live in flow and to live in deep faith. Now, I'm not saying that this forceful making things work, making things happen does not, like, is completely something that we should demonize. No, because it did help us accumulate all of the achievements and all of the things that we want, right? And so, but this new path of evolution is how we can see that if we just leave a little bit more room for calmness, for peace, for inner peace, inner calm, for flow, for creativity, that is the thing that creates more beauty in this world. More beauty. The adventure that is meant to be had. Over and over again, moment by moment, micro moment by micro moment, are you having an adventure? Are you really relishing in the beauty of each moment? Are you tasting it? Are you feeling it, touching it, seeing it, hearing it? The magic, full magic that's around you. That's beautiful. Life is beautiful. Are you willing to think differently? Are you willing to choose to be current in the moment? Yeah. And having that lead your sense of power, having your essence be shown in that way, rather than to strong arm a plan that someone else has made. Here's another thing, co-regulation. We will always need another person to help us change and transform. You can never do it on your own. When you do it on your own, it's not going to be sustainable. You might cause yourself a lot of trauma and a lot of mental anguish. So, co-regulation. Co-regulation could be as simple as me doing the dishes and inviting my daughter to help me do the dishes. Or, the super, we do it all the time, every day. When you live with somebody, you're co-regulating with them. We are all electricity. We're all miracles having these wonderful systems working in our bodies. Wonderful systems working in our bodies 24/7. And we are not taught how to utilize them, how to nourish them, how to, in the society that we live in America, we are taught to be fearful. We are taught that we need more material things, thus having more storage bins, not only storage bins, but storage spaces that you rent out. Huh. Taking up more space when there are actually people who need homes, who need a space to live. Like, you guys, really, we are totally sufficient. Total sufficiency is here. And there are people that has just been brainwashed to believe that they need more and more and more. And here, there's nothing wrong with desiring more for yourself. And if you are in a space of all can have it all, like, then you're set. Then you wouldn't be in the space of lack or the space of shame or the space of judgment. You would just simply be enamored by your love, your own beauty, by your own wisdom, your discernment. And that is the adventure of life, is learning. I'm so grateful for these flop years, this flop era that I had to help me remind myself of the essence that I carry, that I get to carry every single day, that I get to wake up and be and light up every space I go to. I want you to think of yourself the same. Because if it's available for me, it's available for you. And it's available for everyone. We all just need more love to redirect. To be redirected into love, into the love of our hearts, into our truth, into not thinking that something is wrong with us, into not fearing and doubting our own gifts, being open to our gifts, not having a plan. There's no set plan for you to, like, Miracles happen every day, y'all. So. Anyway, sorry, I went on a lot of tangents there, different redirecting, but I hope you get inspired in some of the things that I have said. And just take it if it resonates. If it doesn't, you can leave it. And regardless, I thank you. I thank you for being here on this planet Earth with me, and I thank you for loving yourself enough to click on this podcast to listen. And I thank you for trying your best every single day, because not enough people know and hear that. I am proud of you, and you are loved, and you are well. And the next moment is an opportunity to think differently. Think for yourself, to not be wrapped up in something someone else said, and to know that you are totally sufficient and enough. All the love.